We're joined now in the studio by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, now entering her second term as mayor. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to do so, Aaron. Good to see you.
And 2 years went by, I have to imagine, extremely quickly, but the swearing-in ceremony for all of the newly re-elected representatives of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen took place on Tuesday. So what was that like?
It was great. We had a full house, which is kind of, you know, I often wonder if a full house is often because there's someone brand new kind of coming on the board, but we've all been there.
So yeah.
It was nice to have a show of support from the community and just to kind of remember why we do what we do and have everyone, you know, get sworn in and make remarks and kind of appreciate each other a little bit.
So I remember you were saying earlier this year during the election cycle, and I think at this time last year, we're sort of reflecting back on your first year as mayor, and you were saying the learning curve is just incredibly steep. And I know Pam Heminger has told me she's experiencing the same thing even right now. So it's across the board whenever you get elected to a position like this. What have you learned in the first 2 years?
Well, I thought I would tell you, this is part of my remarks on Tuesday night. I highlighted the top 10 things I've learned in my first term. So here we go.
All right.
Number 10 was, I thought I was prepared for the volume of email I would receive as mayor, but I was wrong. You know, even if I take a day off from it, I'm snowed under an email when I come back. It's amazing. But as I told people on Tuesday night, please keep the email coming. I'm just, you know, complaining. Number 9 was how to manage my mayoral calendar. And it's really a challenge because not just preparing for and attending board meetings and other town meetings or responding to requests to meet with folks, but just trying to respond to requests to other events, various events and gatherings. And so sometimes I just have to sit with myself and think, remember what Mark Chilton told me, former Mayor Mark Chilton, before he handed me the gavel. And he said, don't try to do everything. You can't. And so I always channel him. So, number 8, during my first few months as mayor, when I decided to recognize the Chapel Hill Lady Tigers for being the state basketball champs,
yes.
I didn't realize just how many state championships come out of Chapel Hill and Carrboro High School. Yeah.
That becomes a full-time job after a while.
It does. So I learned it's a great problem to try to keep up with all of them. And I also learned that cray paper in school colors is a vital office supply.
Yes.
Number 7, you'll like this one. I have learned that every Friday at 4:30, when I am on WCHL with Aaron Keck, there is always something to talk about. This is because there is always something interesting going on in Carrboro.
Huh, so, there really is.
There is. Number 6, I didn't realize until I sat in the center chair at the Board of Aldermen meetings just how difficult it was to call on board members to speak during meetings and try to figure out who was next in line based on how they raised their hands. And sometimes I feel like I'm going to get whiplash when I'm trying to figure out who is next on the list.
I'm that feeling whenever we're hosting like a community forum or an election forum or something like that, when someone says something moderately incendiary and then 6 hands go up all at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard because I'm looking left and looking right, you know, and so I apologized to them and said, you know, I'm apologizing for all the times I missed you and I'm going to try to do better this next term. So I'm not sure there's a way to reposition the chairs either. I've thought about that.
Yeah, sitting in the middle has got to be difficult.
It works. And now they understand too, so better. Number 5 is that I've learned it's a lot of fun to walk in parades. In particular, the Chapel Hill Carrboro Holiday Parade, and then the North Carolina Pride Parade, and particularly with everyone, all the comrades I have on the Board of Aldermen, because we always all walk together, and it's really a lot of fun. We've enjoyed that.
That's cool.
Number 4 was that I never would have imagined how much time the position would allow me to spend with the mayor of Chapel Hill. And frankly, at times, more time than I spent with my own board members. And I really enjoyed the time I spent with Mark Heinschmidt, whether it was, you know, riding to Raleigh to lobby members of the General Assembly or trying to advocate against some bad bill the General Assembly was trying to pass, or mixing drinks together for a fundraiser, or holding a press conference together, or just enjoying our unique position as the two gay mayors. And I noted that I would really miss my time with Mark, but that I look forward to continued advocacy for the concerns of our towns with Mayor Pam Heminger.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, whenever I go to a Metropolitan Mayors Coalition meeting or other gatherings where there are mayors present, like the Triangle J Mayors Chairs meetings, I have learned that I love saying I'm the mayor of Carrboro, and I especially like telling other leaders about various initiatives, projects, or priorities that we have going on in our town, and especially when I give them something different to think about, something that makes them think outside of the box. And that happens pretty often.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, really.
That's cool.
I enjoy that.
What's an example of that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I remember one day we were going around the table and talking about our 4th of July festivities, mm-hmm. and one mayor said something like, you know, our fireworks are going off at this time, and someone else said, and we're riding in the fire truck at this time. And I said, well, we're having a community reading of the Frederick Douglass reading what the 4th of July means to a Negro. And they all kind of looked at me like, where did you come up with that idea? But I think I gave them something to think about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that was a good example.
That's cool.
Number two, when marriage equality finally came to North Carolina and we had the rainbow flags hanging up proudly at Town Hall and over 150 people showed up at our wedding 2 weeks later at Carrboro Town Commons, I learned that Carrboro not only believes in LGBT equality, it was not afraid or ashamed to wholeheartedly demonstrate its support. And so mm-hmm. that was pretty cool. And then the top thing I learned in my first term was that in addition to the formalities of serving as mayor, I also get to do all kinds of fun things, like pardoning a turkey, mm-hmm. issuing a proclamation to a citizen on her 102nd birthday, singing a jingle about recycling bins, cutting ribbons or shoveling dirt on numerous occasions, speaking with students at a middle school gay-straight alliance meeting, leading a countdown each December so Santa can turn on the lights on the tree in front of Town Hall, speaking and then walking in the rain both years at the annual crop walk for hunger relief, mm. Having second graders sit in our seats at the Board of Aldermen and helping them run a meeting, a fake meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Leading our community, Frederick Douglass Community Reading, each year on the 4th of July, and meeting Smokey the Bear. So that number one one was just a compilation of all the interesting, fun things I've got to do as mayor.
There's
got to
be so many other things that you had to leave off that list.
You know, I did, believe it or not, have to narrow it down a little bit. But those, you know, it's really kind of, you never know day to day what you're going to get called and asked to do, you know. But it's a lot of fun.
I remember that recycling jingle that took place. We're in the main studio, and there's a glass window into our production studio behind. And I remember being in this room. You can't hear what's going on over there. So all I hear is that all I see is this pantomime of three mayors standing around a microphone singing with Blair Pollock conducting in the background.
Did we look at the three tenors or something?
I'll go with yes.
Well, I do know. I'm not sure if you knew how many takes we had, but there were a few takes.
Are the bloopers available somewhere? They should be.
If they are, they might be worth a lot of money.
They probably are. All right. We're speaking with Carper and Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and I know the first term is always has to fly by so quickly. But a lot got accomplished just in the last 2 years. What's up for the next 2 years?
Yeah, gosh, a lot did get accomplished. You know, so much of what we do also is influenced by our neighboring jurisdictions, mm-hmm. right? And so I know, for instance, our Solid Waste Advisory Group, we've been moving along on finalizing our recycling efforts with our interlocal agreement and then trying to look toward changes we might make to waste transfer or waste, you know, solid waste disposal. But so we have a work group that has been meeting very regularly the last couple of years on that, and now we'll have some new folks from Chapel Hill on that group. So we'll start those conversations up again in January and try to move forward with that, mm-hmm. With finalizing that interlocal agreement and talking about the future of solid waste disposal in Orange County. So I think that's a big one. Certainly moving forward, continuing to look at the southern branch of the Orange County Library in Carrboro, we're trying to hone in our efforts on that and get that going, get that underway. So that's pretty exciting. You know, as well as just several other kind of developments that are, Shelton Station's going to be starting to rise. They've already started to clear ground for that on North Greensboro Street. So folks will be dealing with some of the traffic there and some of the construction that's going to go on there. Mm-hmm. But there's always a lot happening in Carrboro.
Yeah. So. And what's the time frame for people who are just sort of starting to pick up this conversation on the Food First proposal, the IFC's? What's the time frame on that?
Yeah, what we did at our last meeting when we had this topic was we set the public hearing for, I believe, the end of March. And there's going to be a work group formed with folks from IFC, folks from the chamber, local businesses, town staff, to kind of talk about some of the issues and questions that were raised at the last meeting we had about that effort. So those folks will be kind of working on that the next couple of months. So.
And we'll have kind of a new or clearer proposal, I guess, or more specific proposal, I guess?
Well, the public hearing was to be set to to add the use of a community kitchen.
Right.
I think we called it a kitchen associated with a social services organization. But it was the public hearing is to add that use to our land use ordinance so that we can then consider having a kitchen somewhere in Carrboro. So that's
okay.
Like, kind of like it's the very first step in even adding it to our land use ordinance. Then if and when that gets approved, then the IFC at this time is proposing a community kitchen. Their plan right now is they'd like to expand the facility that they own on Main Street to include a community kitchen. But as part of these efforts over the next couple of months, they heard from the community and heard from board members to some degree that there was a desire or a willingness for all parties to see, you know, what options might be available for the location of that kitchen, mm-hmm. somewhere in Carrboro. But initially, the proposal that they've been looking at is to expand their current facility. So we'll see what develops over the next couple of months.
All right. Sounds good. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, congratulations on re-election, and welcome back. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Aaron.